Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Hi, and welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Ooh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? It's hot. I'm a little warm right now, but I'm good.
It is hot, and I literally start sweating as soon as I step outside.
Oh, yeah.
But I strongly, strongly, strongly prefer this over the winter we just had.
The winter we just had. Okay.
It was extremely cold. Like, the coldest winter since
okay,
I've
it was
lived
frigid.
Here.
It was frigid. It was. I always associate, like, a bad winter with piles of snow. It wasn't snowy.
No.
It was just brick. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Brick, right. All of that. Mad brick outside. Yeah.
Indoctrinating Jamie into New York City lingo. Each episode, truly.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. So we are two episodes in and I'm already tired of Libby. That was fast. Expeditious.
She's just weak.
Like,
yeah.
You ever just want to like punch somebody like you know,
mush
them in the forehead like that?
That's
yeah.
The, ghost in Tasha.
She's so mushable. Yes.
Yes.
She's so mushable. She's very mushable.
Really, shut
this
up.
Whole
yeah.
Like every I time she's, I was like, just stop, just cut it out immediately. I'm tired of you.
Yeah.
We did see Tiger Lily and Adnan.
Can we go ahead and get them out of the way? Can we?
Yeah,
start
absolutely,
off with that?
Absolutely.
Also,
and his braids, he's had them since the last
back.
Time we saw him. Them the same braids. I'm telling you. What is he trying to prove with that? I'm so confused.
That he's edgy, that he's progressive, that he is down for the cause.
He's so different. He stands
he probably,
out in his
he probably
community.
Really like
okay?
Black men. Yeah. Like, that's probably his type. And he,
okay.
That's his assimilation.
Okay. Like, no, I'm not like the regular
white. Like, if I go to brunch
I did this
in Atlanta,
myself.
I have to have the braids. I have to blend in somehow.
You want to get mistaken for being biracial or like
right?
Ambiguous.
They won't know until he turned around.
Right,
they just see the braids front of it.
Like, oh my god! Like, no, he's so cool. No, I did them myself and they're attached. Okay, did you get into that part? Like,
yeah, girl, I can do yours too.
It's strange. It's a strange child. I can't take him serious. Okay. Tiger Lily's very pregnant. She's very, very pregnant. Our very first scene we see with them, they've been doing like a lot of flash forward, flashback kind of stuff. First,
yeah, because we've seen her already and we know she already had the baby. I don't know who planned out this series of shows and tell-alls, but they didn't do a good job this time. This like typically never happens to this degree.
It's pretty far. It's pretty far behind because even the storyline for them, like, she converted.
Yeah, we know that.
There's no jig.
She had converted by the last tell-all, I think, right? That we saw there.
Yeah. See? Okay. All right, production.
Because I think
this is what
she
happens
was
when
wearing...
they're filming too many shows at one time. With, like,
slow
the same...
down. I promise you we're going to watch.
Slow it down. Recruit some people. Let them build something. Let them build something.
Yeah.
It's getting too much. I agree. Okay. So in the little flash forward scene, they were having a very bad argument and Tiger Lily was about to cry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very bad. He was like, say it again. I triple dog dare you. And that's all we see. That was, but four
she
months.
Is so Libby-ish. Such a submissive pushover.
Yeah. 4 months prior to that, we see her very pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant at the time. And she's mowing the lawn.
That, you know, production really set that weed up whacking. Because weed whacking, you do not weed whack in the middle of a yard. So I know.
Oh, see? I would never know
because
that.
Because that's what you use a lawnmower for.
You right. Use a no, weed that actually makes so, the
you
perimeter.
You use a weed whacker for the perimeter in the small spots that you can't get to. Yeah, right. With a lawnmower.
Okay.
Like up against the sidewalk, up against the house, the lawnmower not going to fit right up there.
Okay.
That's what you use. Or like if you're trying to get close around a bush. Or,
yeah, like tight crevices, like you need a little.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes
and
sense.
And she had on overalls and boot. No.
They gave her a little outfit.
Thank you, but no.
They said, girl, what would you do if you did
construction?
She's
spending $12,000 on toilets per toilet. Do we actually think she out there weed whacking her own yard?
That's so true.
Be for real.
That's so true. So we see her, and then we see the friends Shay and
Braids.
Box Braid Man. Right, mm-hmm. Braids. I can't remember your name right now, sir. I'm so sorry. Cruz. Braid Cruz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. We see them, and they're like, Tiger Lily, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm weed whacking the lawn. Duh. Isn't that what people do? No, apparently. It's not. No. I just learned that, but that's okay. then we cut to she's getting ready to renovate and move into this home. Adnan is like hours away at this point, but she needs to renovate and get this home ready for her baby. Again, she's 6 months pregnant. This house is Montana style in terms of like cabin, log cabin look. It looks kind of crazy. It looks kind of crazy, not against some snow
like
and like forest.
Horror
yeah.
Movie. And
yes.
her reasoning for choosing this was so weird. She said
I
she,
love
her favorite.
State.
Yeah.
I love the state of Montana. So I wanted a Montana home in Texas.
Hey, girl.
Right. It's like, okay.
That's like a rich people thing. Like, oh, I visited Italy and love the. How they paved their streets, so I'm
right.
Gonna pay for somebody to come. Yeah.
No, literally. Yeah, so she's walking Shay and Braid Man through the house, and she's like, yeah, this is our kitchen, this is one kid's room, this is the other kid's room, blah, blah, blah. Here's our toilet, it's $12,000, like, just because we from Montana on the outside don't mean it's
right.
Not
it's
MTV
be
cribs
looks.
On the inside. Like, please, we're very ritzy up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the toilet. It's supersonic, ultra-nautic, hypnotic, fucking fresh. Like, it allows users on the toilet.
Right. Sit down, press my Jamie button.
Right.
$12,000 on a toilet.
I'm scared.
It better be doing more than washing my room. That's all I'm saying.
Because that water pressure was too hard. We got to
Oh, that's going to... That is literally going to clean your colon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No need for a colonoscopy. You
oh,
can
no,
do that at house.
You're cleaned out, babe. Yeah. So she sprays Shay with the bidet accidentally. Oh, I feel like that was on purpose.
In addition to the spraying, well, after the spraying, we also find out that she has a water filtration system hooked
yes.
up to the house. So the whole house has filtered water, even coming from the toilets.
Yeah, so Shay should be lucky, and if not grateful. She should have drank it from her shirt.
Yeah.
That's probably the best water she ever had. Yeah, 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 next time. Yeah.
Waterfall.
Yeah, yeah. What? Can you get a little thirsty at night? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's just, Tiger Lily's still just very rich and crazy. This is really not that shocking.
She's got a lamb truck. Don't play with her.
Big body, okay? Big body truck. She's mm-hmm. very excited to have her man, you know, officially them being together and, like, starting this family. Very quickly, the next scene we see with them is her picking him up from the airport. Oh, my gosh, it's so cute. She was waiting so long, just looking very pregnant in her cute little outfit. I loved her shoes. It was adorable. It was all cute. We see her pick up Adnan. They have their little sweet moment. She starts crying, bop, 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 bop. And then they get to the car, and he's like, give me the keys. And she's like, excuse me, why do you, what, keys for what? And he's like, no, I'm driving home. How I look having my pregnant wife drive me home? And she's like, well, I mean, I drove here, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. she ends up giving him the keys. He does not know United States traffic
laws. Get that man off the road.
He don't know traffic laws.
I thought stop signs meant stop everywhere. Not if you...
He said, no, you only do it... You only stop when no one's there. Hello? What? What's the point of the sign then? She's like, no, that's incorrect here, but okay. All right. We'll see more of that. In the car home, he was just struggling on the highway as well. And then it started like storming and raining. And then he's like, I've never even seen this kind of weather before. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, this is very scary. And like, it was hot and now the sky is black. Like, what's going on?
It don't rain. Where is he from?
Jordan?
I don't think it's Jordan. Over there. The cloud. Yes. The sky don't cloud up?
I guess not.
It don't rain?
He's going to gag over his first hurricane. He's going to hate that.
Sick.
A tornado. A tornado what? What goes through the sky? The wind? Whoa.
And in Texas, they get everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so earthquakes, snowstorm, all kind of stuff.
He gonna feel all seasons. Some days, so. Yeah. That was pretty much it for them. We'll see, obviously, more of them as the season goes on. They're, you know, our regular bougie couple with a lot of issues.
Yeah, it looks like he wants her to convert.
Yes. Oh, sorry. That was the biggest thing. That was another big thing for them.
Well, I think we kind of previewed that for next week.
Yeah, but she was talking about it in the car, like as she was going to get him. Initially, when they got together, he was fine with her being Christian, but now he's like, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like all I put us together for me to convert you. Like, that's really, I think that's my mission in life. So that's his new side quest, and we'll see more of that as it unfolds. Her other two children are Christian per their father and her beliefs. She thinks children should have their father's religion. So
yeah, I think that's also like a rule in Islam. Like the spouse doesn't have to be also.
But the children.
I need to wipe my memory. But nonetheless, what was that? Oh, yes. It says the kids have to be, but the spouse does not. Okay.
Oh, yes. We already know she converts. mashallah to Sister Tucker Lily.
Yeah, okay? Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that. Where do we go? I think we could go Gino.
Darcy?
Yeah. I was gonna say Gino and Jasmine.
That works because we didn't see Jasmine this.
I
watched this episode in like three different parts. So
oh, that's okay. She met with Michelle, and Michelle told her,
right.
"You know, you got a little girlfriend. You better do something.
This other woman is so."
I can't strange. Read her.
Yeah, it's hard, and yeah. I just feel like anybody that'll hang around Gino ain't got good sense. So
yeah, I'm like,
she has not shown her hand yet.
Because
I feel like Jasmine came out the gate crazy. But yeah. This woman is like calm for now. But I mean, we just met her. So I'm interested to see where it goes. Do we know where she's from?
No. She just lives in Vegas now.
Okay. Because she gives Latina as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could see her being in the Bronx. She's probably Puerto Rican. Probably Puerto Rican. She looks very uptown.
Michelle said she looks just like you.
No shade. I'm not going to take carbon copy, but he has a type.
Yeah.
He has a type.
Yeah. Same book, different chapter.
Okay. So we can focus on Jasmine first because it was really one scene with them. Jasmine and...
Was that last episode that we saw Jasmine sitting down with Matt talking about Gino, like, I still love him. Yeah. And okay.
Yeah. So she's at like some store with Michelle. It's like, oh my God, like, let's get something cutesy, da da da, whatever. And Michelle is like, listen, I know Gino is like not rocking with her, but I need a friend. That's my friend. So
I don't have nothing to do with what they got going on.
Kill the noise when it comes to Jasmine. Like, I, she's good in my book. It is what right. it is. They're just shopping and like talking and all that stuff. And Jasmine starts telling Michelle about the situation, like, it's just really unfortunate. He blocked me on
hit him with the emails.
He blocked her on everything with the exception of email, because I've tried to block people on everything, and I think email's like the one place.
Yeah,
you really
I think
can.
You can, but you can definitely block people on email, but
I guess you still try to keep some level of communication open. Yeah. And she's sending thousands and thousands of messages, child, and he don't give a damn. He don't give a damn.
She got to put the red receipts on, though, so she know if he read them or not.
Because I can see him read them, like typing out a response and then deleting it. Or just saving it in the draft. Like, he sees everything. He's just not paying attention anymore.
Absolutely.
And eventually, Michelle is like, well, you know, he ain't answering the phone because he's a little busy.
He's in Vegas.
Laying low and trying to spread it wide, okay? It's not working, but he's trying.
That is just so gross.
Just embarrassing.
I feel like it's like taking advantage of somebody handicapped. Like, it just seems...
It's inappropriate. It feels inappropriate.
Absolutely. That is a good way to put it. Very inappropriate.
Yeah, it just feels like I'm doing something morally. I'm incorrect. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Michelle tells her, like, yeah, he's seeing some woman. I don't really know much about her, but he's very smitten. Okay. He's very, very smitten over there. And Jasmine was like, that's out of bounds. He's going past the playbook. What you mean you got somebody that you really like that I haven't met yet? The whole rule was for them to get met and then approved.
Yeah.
The approval part literally makes no sense to me, but I would never be in a relationship like that. Like, what? Approve?
Yeah.
What? It doesn't make any sense, but okay. She's like, he's disrespectful because he's doing all this. I'm not even dating Matt right now. I'm not talking to anybody. Okay, you're not dating, but you are getting cracked like a glow stick, so I think...
That gives data to me.
Right, I think...
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, okay, like, let's just call it a technicality, but I think we're on this... You both have your offenses. You both have your offenses. It is what it is. And she was just really hurt. She's like, I just can't believe he's doing this. I can't believe he's being like this. And I'm like,
For her to turn up
pretty... You're loco.
Listen...
To somebody who's not really dating like that? Girl.
Right.
Girl, hang up on you. I can't. I don't know.
Not in the mood, okay?
Right. I don't know what to do with you. Then we cut over to Gino and Vanessa? Vanessa? In Vegas. It's like a couple hours after they're in the ice bar. And they was licking the polar bear and being nasty to that ice. How often are they changing that ice?
That seems
a little nasty.
But you know, they're going to say, ice don't carry germs.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
That don't apply to a certain color of people.
Yeah, I'm not interested in all that. so he's... They're at like some type of rooftop, like right after, like, oh, how'd you like that? Like, was it a good time? And then Vanessa was like, yeah, no, I had a really good time. I had so much fun. It was awesome. Listen, production, don't show me Gino kissing for that long, that close.
Ever in your
ever
life.
Ever again. There was not enough music. We could have cut to the B-roll way quicker. My God. My God. What an assault.
Feel like I witnessed something inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. I walked in on I'm so sorry.
No.
I thought this was my room. Like, I feel very Like, where is the adult to cover my eyes, please?
No, quite literally.
I'm grossed out. Stomach turn. So they started kissing on the roof. You know, like, oh my God, I'm so hot and heavy. And Vanessa asked him, like, when's the last time you had fornication with your wife? And he was like, oh my gosh, please, just say it one more time. It just turned me on. I was like, I'm getting sick. I'm getting a little nauseous up in here, but okay. And he says, you know, since before we started dating, or since before we got married. And I'm like, man, they really have been. It's been more of a just crazy relationship than it is like a wild marriage. They immediately got into couples therapy, which is hilarious. But it just hasn't been going well. And she was very shocked. She's like, wow, like that's so crazy. This is so insane. Da, 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 whatever. At the time, she still doesn't know that it's an open relationship thing. Right now, yeah. She's just under the impression that she's kicked out.
Yeah, I think she thinks they're like separated and thinking to divorce.
Yeah.
Not that this is an open marriage foolishness.
Yeah. So, okay. So that was their first little scene. Eventually, he asked her, like, hey, would you be interested in coming up to my room? And she says, yes. This is when our eyes are at the most assaulted that they possibly could be.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of kissing, a lot of.
I think I described him as the, like, crippled, old, wrinkly hormone monster. But also Coach Steve on the same show. The basketball coach?
Oh, yes.
He gives that to the fullest. Like, it's everything up there is not working.
Yeah.
Like, some of the signals are off, and like you said, it just feels like gross. Like, somebody's like, taking advantage of him. Like,
yeah. His flirting is just, he's just such a geezer. Wait for it. I'm sorry.
That is such a good word. Geezer. Yeah, old I ain't heard geezer, that in a right? long time.
We gotta bring that back. He's being a geezer.
You old geezer.
And they were kissing a little bit, but she did not stay. She did not stay. Gino was upset because he was ready. Okay, he had the little pills lined up, like Brian had them in the room.
Yeah, scattered about.
Okay, he was ready to go. He was ready to give her the business. It did not happen that night, unfortunately. And he has to go back home pretty soon.
Yeah.
The next quick scene that we see is him confirming that nothing happened. But are they going to a bar or something before she drops him?
No, I think between her dropping him off and this, they also, I don't know where they are, but she asks him again, like, oh, what's going on with your
wife? Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm trying to place him. I can't remember where they are.
Yeah, I think they were doing some activity or out somewhere. Cause this is
they were at an arcade playing that weird topsy-turvy,
maze
thing. Yeah, and she asks him again, so, like, what's tea? Like, what's happening?
Yeah,
back quickly. At home before we depart, and I'm not really going to see you. Because she was probably going to give it to him that night. Before she found out this news. Okay. Right. Which, ew. But like, like all that. But
yeah.
I just feel like that was her plan. And he was being so dramatic. He was like, how do I put this into words? How do I say it? She was like, by verbalizing, by saying, what? What is it?
Spit it out.
Yeah, right now. So I'm in an open marriage. And she's like,
he said it like he was trying to convince himself. Like, yeah, I agree. We agreed to have an open marriage. Yeah, an open.
Because everything that he's been, like the way he's been acting when it comes to Vanessa, like he's moving like a cheater. That more than like, I feel like someone in an open relationship, especially since you lied about it being open and you made it seem like she's just this terrible person that you kicked out. Like, no, you kicked your wife out.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you kicked your wife out. And she is just like really throwing off. She's like, wait a minute, huh? Like, open? What are you talking about? That's not what you said. We've been talking for months and months and months, and you've never said that this was an open relationship. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and we found out he kicked Jasmine out because she was at the gym for too long, and he asked where she had been, and she wouldn't say, so he told her to get on. Something like that.
I don't know how to feel about that. That is so old. That's just such an old person thing to do.
Also, he's not that old. Like Jasmine that. And Gino are so toxic because the way they like go at it with low jabs every time they argue, they always say some stuff they don't mean.
Yeah.
So I feel like his get out probably didn't actually mean get out. And also, all of this could have been resolved a long time ago if he would have had that same energy that he had for this woman, for Jasmine.
Right.
But I guess this new lady don't get on his nerves. So
she's not mean to him. That really mattered. You know, you have to be a nice lady. You have to be nice. I'm screaming.
I truly feel... I understand his rationale for not wanting to be intimate with Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he couldn't do it on his own anyway.
I'm screaming.
So he it's had to have a little help.
It's too much work. If you're going to make me feel mean and feel bad about the work you're putting in, then you just forget it, okay? That's how he feels.
I just feel like he could have made the sacrifice because he would have had to get help anyway.
That's true.
But I digress.
Yeah, that was kind of it. We'll see more.
Well, yes. What's her name?
Vanessa. She said that she don't know how she feel.
Yeah, and she dropped him off at the airport, and she still don't know how she feel.
Yeah. Yeah, but we know she's somewhat okay with it because she was in Minnesota or Michigan.
Yeah. I'm scared of that.
Right, scared of her. I can't read her though, so I can't tell if she's like a OG sugar baby or not. I feel like she is.
I feel like that too, and I also feel like Gino's one of the most gullible people in this 9-day franchise. So a lot of people just. Probably trying to get on.
Yeah.
They know if they get in a relationship here and it don't work out, they transition to a single life and
yeah, so on and so forth. If you call me adorable when I'm trying to say, do you think I'm sexy? I'm what? Am I a Care Bear? What do you mean? No, I'm not adorable right now.
That means you're ugly.
Right. Like, babe.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Please don't ask me that question again.
Yeah, don't. Because you're not going to like what I have to say. You're not.
Kara Guillermo, I feel like their stuff was quick.
Yes.
Okay, so last week we saw Kara saying that their relationship is rocky and they've been to therapy. And this week we picked up on they're at apple farm?
Peach orchard.
I was about to say mango at first, but I knew it wasn't that.
Ooh,
peach good. Orchard. Yes, it would. A peach orchard with the baby picking peaches, of course.
So cute.
And we kind of left off on the therapy. Things are kind of looking better. They're like holding hands a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Guillermo's like, oh, it's been a long time since we did that. Because as we know, they're sleeping in separate rooms and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the problem this episode was... Kara.
I'm saving it for my couldn't be me.
Went back a few months. Like, do you know what you told me on July 15, 2008?
Right.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. And listen, I'm all for that. Circle back when you need to.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. So the big issue was in therapy, the therapist asked the both of them, like, I know y'all are having a hard time, but can you, like, affirm your love for each other, basically? And Kara was like, yes, absolutely. I love this man. And Guillermo was like,
she's cool, I guess. Yeah,
he didn't really have an answer for the therapist, which really hurt Kara because she was saying, like, regardless of our issues, regardless of the up and downs, I know for 1,000% fact that I love you to the day that I die.
Yeah.
And the fact that you didn't say that really hurt me.
Yeah, that stung.
And his response was kind of like, girl, you know, I love you. Like, I was mad at the moment. And I was really hurt and we were going through a lot. But obviously, I love you. I'm here. And
She don't was say stuff you don't upset. Mean, Guillermo. Guillermo and Gino, don't say stuff you don't mean. Stand on it. Okay? Yep. You say you don't love me.
It is what it is. Okay. No, I get it. Because, say that.
Say it.
If I ask now, say it. If I ask in another 30 seconds, say it again.
And if you change your mind, you also need to say that.
Say that.
Don't wait for... Oh, you still mad about that? Yeah. I haven't heard anything differently around here. Okay.
No, literally ears open. Ain't heard a thing.
Oh, okay.
Say it. You're right.
Sourpuss.
I could not agree more. But yeah, that was honestly it for them.
The other part was her her music career.
Oh, girl. Did we see that? I think we saw that before the peach orchard.
It was like in the midst of it. Because that was a part of why she was like, no, we're not getting it on tonight.
Oh, you're right. Bachata?
Yeah, bachata. Bachata. You're a bachata artist, are you? Are you really? Do you even speak Spanish?
I think she does. But...
Bachata is crazy.
In that conversation, another pain point was she stopped inviting Guillermo to her shows because she felt like he didn't want to be there. And lo and behold, he said he don't like that.
He said, yeah, because I don't.
Yeah, he don't like that. Her singing bachata, she said she's toured all around the world. Like, this is something she really wants to take seriously. So she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a realtor, and a bachata singer immediately after. a world touring bachata singer at that. And he was saying, like, he'll go to support her because she was saying she really wants his support. Like, it's weird to not have your spouse there and all of this stuff. He don't like that, but he gonna go. And that's that.
I couldn't be. What the hell is wrong with you? If you don't sing some country music and go about your business,
I feel like she could. Yeah, that girl wanted to sing bachata, so let her sing.
What a nut!
Yeah, that's them. I think I'll go Darcy and Georgie now. I'll do them too because I think you went two back to back as well.
Okay.
So it is Darcy and Stacey's birthday, the big 5-0. Georgia said they halfway to 100, so it's a big deal.
Somebody in the crowd was like, hello?
He's like, they're halfway. Technically, they're more than likely over halfway. You're probably halfway.
Right. They're actually probably 3/4. Like, why would you say that?
Clearly. Lord. 75%.
Please.
That is hilarious. But it's their birthday. They're getting Starcy.
That's a good sister name for them, Starcy.
I'm like, what did I say wrong? But got it. Yeah. Darcy and Stacy, they're getting dressed together. Stacy and Florian. Mm-hmm. Florian is also there, kind of helping them get ready. His relationship with Darcy is still very weird to me. They covered this in the tell-all when they were on The Last Resort. Mm-hmm. Because why is your husband helping bun your sister onesie instead of you? It's just weird.
Yeah. It's very intimate.
Georgie is not there. He had to work, allegedly.
Child, when I found out his job, I was like...
Wait, what was his job? I heard them talking about...
He's a masseuse.
Yeah. You know, I heard that. But also then they were saying he's the director. So he's the director of the massage clinic?
Is he running the massage envy, or is he doing massages?
It gives Bat Alley massages that you get a different kind of ending.
I was about to say, because Bat Alley comes with something.
Yeah.
Sold, not separately, actually.
Not. That's what you're actually coming for. The massage is the decoy.
Woo!
Yeah.
I
can't. Yeah. That's crazy. But, so, Stacy and Darcy are getting ready. Georgie is not there. Florian is there. Something happened with somebody's toes.
She, like,
got a cramp or a Charlie horse, something. Toes locked up. I ain't never heard of that.
Florian said, hammer, toes. Oh, my God. Put them things away.
Please.
Put them dogs away.
But, of course, they are dressed skimpy as usual. Faces are hard as rocks. I think while they're also getting dressed, Darcy is telling Stacy, like, oh, we're going to Bulgaria, and he was telling me that I have to, like, cover up and not be myself, and this is how I dress, and but this won't leave a good first impression. And Stacy, who dresses exactly the same, in fact, they have a matching outfit this day. It's like, oh my gosh, no, you have to be yourself. All of that stuff. So we see them in the car on the way to the thing, and they're discussing Georgie's job, and apparently he has a masseuse. But he's not a low-level masseuse. Apparently Darcy just found out that he is not just a masseuse, he is the director level masseuse, and he's making a lot more money than he's letting on.
Yes.
Which is an issue for her. I'm sure she is likely fronting the bill for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sounds like even Florian was saying he ought to be making more than me. Because right. I'm making this amount, so he got to make quite a bit more. So obviously that's suspicious. She's feeling the kind of way that he's not going to be at the party because he has to work. So they get there. To the party, everybody's kind of greeting them. Yeah, yeah.
Child, that party was
happy birthday. Da, 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 da. And they're talking to some of their, I'm going to say, quote unquote, friends, because these are definitely people that production casted.
Except for the black people. Though the black people remind you that Darcy and Stacy are black. Those are real black people. They're
I
not
think they're real black people. I just don't think they know them.
No. Do they think that they're real black people? Darcy and Stacy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they're so surgical, they don't look black to me anymore. They just look like...
I think, isn't their dad, like, mixed?
Yeah.
So they're barely black.
Right, but it's the like we're leading their...
Or, yes, three-fourths white. So there's the other one-fourth.
Right. So that's the reminder. So, oh, you and that cousin on that side. Okay, TTT, got it.
Yeah.
It's like that.
So their friends are like, oh, where's Georgie? And she's like, oh, he had to work last minute. Like, he didn't say. Whatever. Florian is enjoying himself. So is Stacy. Eventually, we do see Georgie come. He does not have on his wedding band. He says he takes it off because he doesn't like doing massages with it, which fair. If you're doing my massage, you cannot be scratching me up with it.
Yeah.
But he also says he doesn't wear it to work because he doesn't want to sit it down and lose it, and then she'll have a problem with that. So he just chooses not to wear it. Whatever. Then we see them cut the cake or something, blow out the candles. Stacy kisses Florian, a big dramatic smooch. And Darcy says, what about me? I want you to... They're in such competition with each other. That's why they gonna always get plastic surgery until their nose fall off. Because they're always competing with each other. I gotta have a slightly sharper this. All of that. So, again, Stacy and Florian kiss, and Darcy is feeling left out because Georgie ain't kissed her. You don't ask a man to do nothing for you, girl. Especially, that's your husband. You shouldn't have to ask.
You don't wanna? What?
No, you kiss another man.
Set the floor, actually. Then let's do this over.
Didn't have a problem with that.
We gotta start over.
Yeah, so he kisses her and there's that. I don't really remember anything else.
She was just feeling suspicious, like, I don't really trust his little behavior with this money thing.
You should
not. She already doesn't trust him in general. Like, she feels like he's always a little shady.
So. Agreed. Unless yeah. We a masseuse couple, you can't be no masseuse.
I'm screaming. Not a masseuse couple.
Yeah. I get the legs, you get the back. Like, I'm unless screaming. We doing that.
You're not a tag team?
Yes.
I am on the floor.
Unless it's that, no thank you.
Okay, I hear you. Got it. Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. So, she was, I think this is also part of the conversation in the car, maybe? At the party, her friends, she was telling them she's going to Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, like, they were like, oh, have you, like, talked to his family and friends? And she was like, I text the mom occasionally. We've talked here and there, but haven't met anybody in person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, actually, I haven't texted the mama lately because around Christmas, I put Georgie out and his mama texted me. This may have been in the car because Florian commented on this.
Yeah. He was like, you run and told her mama? That's crazy.
Yeah, but the mom texts like, how could you put somebody you love out before Christmas time?
You're not a compassionate girl.
Yeah. So.
You're right.
So, yeah, that's another thing. She's worried about me and them, and I can't wait till they get to Bulgaria, actually.
Yeah.
Because I know this is only the second episode, but this is dragging.
It is.
Like, this could have been an extra 15 minutes on last week's episode, and we would have seen all that we needed to see.
That's true. They could have had this conversation anywhere. You're right. I agree.
Yeah. But that's them. We still have Libby and Andre and Lauren and Alexi.
I'm going to just package them all together.
We didn't really see any more Jovan Yara.
Yeah. But I feel like production is going to keep treating them because they're all in the same state. Like, mm-hmm. like their sections are together unless yeah. they're not. So the Florida crew.
Mm-hmm.
Last and least, especially this week. This is post-party. Shout out to Noga yet again. Okay? Shutting it down.
She a real one.
Okay. For sure. She's like, you know what? Let's wrap this whole party up. I'm ready to go home. Right? So she cursed Andre out after he was disrespecting mostly Lauren and disrespecting... Well, he was disrespecting Libby, but Libby's easy to disrespect, honestly.
Because she
likes it. Yeah, she likes it. But he was being disrespectful about the whole we're moving to Moldova thing. Noga was standing up for her girl because who are you talking to in her house? Who are you talking to? Let me know. Right. And she ended up leaving. She was like, you know what? I'm out of here. I don't got time for these shenanigans. She left, brought her kids. Lauren went after her. And Andre was trying to say, don't go after her. And she's like, that's my real friend. That is not my friend for play. Like, that's my real homegirl. So, no. she went out. They had, like, a little conversation. Production couldn't even hear it. That's how real it was. And I bet Noga was like, don't invite me over when you are filming.
Never. Because in your life.
I can tell, like, this is a part of, like, the little character for the show. I don't play them reindeer games, okay? I'll bring my husband over here next time. Please. Like... Who was he? And he was calling her a dog. It was just, it was all like very, very rude and disrespectful.
He is so disrespectful. He's
nasty. I don't care. He's nasty. But then it somehow switched on Lauren not being able to control her house guests. And then Yara was like, yeah, they need to do a better job. If it was me and somebody was talking to Jovi like that, I wouldn't even let that happen. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why are we acting like they're not a problem? They're a problem. He's a problem. Alex mm-hmm. and Lauren both saw that and they were checking him. And now because someone else agreed, it's out of bounds? No. We all felt like he was a problem.
Literally, we all sitting around in the same circle chit-chatting.
I was like, everybody
has room to comment.
Hello? What? Okay. All right. I was like, okay. So now I'm annoyed. All right, fine. They, again, Noga shuts the party down. So the party's over. Everybody starts going home. Let's just wrap this up. I don't even feel like eating barbecue no more. It's fine. We first see, oh my gosh, I have a hook hanging from my ceiling and I thought it was a bug. My skin
almost jumped.
Flew on my body. I was like, what the hell is that? Okay. Anyways, they leave the party and immediately in the car, Andre's like, well, Libby tries to, you know, man, like that Noga lady was so crazy, but honestly, Andre, like, you could have been a little more respectful in your tone. You could have did this. You could have did that. But she did it for literally like 5 seconds.
Also, saying anything to him is quite literally like talking to a brick wall.
No shade, especially coming from her. Your top brick.
Absolutely.
Your top brick on that wall. Like, he don't listen to you at all. Okay, sister?
Yes.
It's just embarrassing. She tries to say, like, you need to, you know, consider your tone and consider how you talk to people. And then he was, you know, defending himself, making excuses. They get back to the house. Now is, damn, that's the worst housewarming party I've ever been to. You know, the steak was a little tough. And who even puts a, what the hell is that, swordfish up on a wall? And da 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 da. And whoa. Do you want to fight? Like, what's up?
Absolutely.
I was more honestly the most annoyed with Libby because you didn't have any of this to say about 20 minutes ago.
She never does. She never does.
It's so annoying, and I get why your sisters treated you the way they did. I really, really do.
Absolutely.
You are insufferable. We don't even see her have any friends because you're insufferable.
Yeah.
So Libby sucks, right? Like,
yeah.
So long story short, Libby sucks. We all knew that.
That's what I was saying. She has so much mouth at home.
Yes.
After she's in the comfort of her home with nobody around. Because, you know, you're going to talk slick to somebody and they're going to put their hands on you. And
right.
She don't want that because she can't fight.
And I could tell she used to get beat up by her sisters for having that mouth.
Absolutely.
And she never thought to change it.
She should have.
Right. She never thought to adjust it. Like, maybe I should change the way I
her dad probably protected her or something like that.
Yeah, she's annoying.
You say something wrong to daddy. Yeah.
Least favorite brand of person. Like, the more she goes, the more I'm irritated. Because why do you have so many opinions that you couldn't say? That's supposed to be your friend. And this whole conversation, this issue of being brought up now, because you brought it up to your friend. And yeah. She's like, yeah, but I wasn't expecting to be judged. Like, I didn't need the judgment.
Yeah, I also feel like this
what?
Eggs Andre on more.
Yes.
When she's like agreeing, because first of all, she only gonna disagree, like you said, for 3 seconds. And then it's like, yeah, you were standing up for yourself. Yeah, that
who
Noga,
is she?
She
who is she even
line.
Talking to?
Right.
If you
had such
a problem with
her,
you should have been like Yara and you should have checked her. Just the way, like the way Alex was checking Andre, because why are you talking to Lauren like
talking
that?
To? Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
Right.
Just so, so irritating. She was very annoying.
They're like such bullies. I wouldn't invite them nowhere.
No, like, you wouldn't even get invited to pick up trash. Like, I can't stand you.
Yeah, and Libby's gonna let Andre ruin the friendship she's built with Lauren over all of these years because what the hell?
Because you don't want to go to Moldova either. Talk about people jealous of you going to Moldova. Sweetie.
Nobody knows where that is.
Sweetie.
Nobody cares.
Sweetie. That's not the feeling that we have. That's
no,
not it.
I promise you, nobody's jealous. Especially not Noga.
No. I think Noga's sitting on some money. She act like it. She's like, talk to me like that again.
Yeah.
I'll buy your house.
Nobody's jealous of Moldova.
Yeah, sorry. No disrespect to Moldova.
Make
but
it clear one more time. Nobody's jealous of Moldova.
I don't even know what she looked like. I don't even know where she is.
I don't know her.
So. I've never seen her before. I'm so sorry.
And he did not explain the ultimatum thing. He was like, "Yo, I was just talking to the boys." Like, no, you said you told them men. If she don't want to go to Moldova, you're gonna leave her and them kids behind.
They're both punks. They're both punks.
Oh, absolutely.
They're both punks, and they really try and bully the world. Like, you guys are just losers, and you're hating on us. You guys don't even know how to talk to each other. Shut up. Nobody's jealous. Nobody's jealous. Really quickly, we did see a scene of Lauren and Alex. Lauren was kind of feeling a little guilty. She's like, maybe that was a lot. Like, maybe I did do a little much. But then he started coming at me crazy, talking about the mama bear thing and the whole thing with Noga. Like, that's my girl. And Alex was like, you ain't doing nothing wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I was like, I know that's right. I know that's right. He was like, no, he was out of line. He was out of line, and we corrected him. So what happened? I don't know. It's like, seemed pretty regular to me. But Lauren is like concerned that, you know, the friendship might be affected. And she probably is, because she knows that Libby's weak. And, you know, the friendship is affected. The friendship is affected.
Because I actually hope they moved to Moldova.
And stay away. Yeah.
I hope 9 Day Fiancé does not send a production crew over there.
I don't want to see them anymore. For a while, I remember us thinking that they were going to get a spinoff with the sisters. Because
glad that did not come.
I'm actually glad that that fell through. I'm glad that fell right on through. We don't need it. We don't need it. He's annoying. I did kind of think it was the sisters a little bit. And they're annoying too.
But they're definitely all the problem. Charlie, the daddy, the sisters,
It's everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole crew, for real. It's the whole crew.
But he is the common denominator, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I guess we'll see that, because they're going to Moldova in a couple weeks, and Lauren wants to try and fix things before they go, because she has a strong feeling that they're going to be convinced to stay. Sometimes you gotta, things break up. You ain't always gotta be the glue to put that thing back together.
Know when to hold it.
Okay.
Know when to fold it.
Hey, now.
Time to fold it.
Yeah. She's not even a good friend. She's not even a good friend. I'm sorry.
Like, leave her and that man alone, girl.
Okay, I'm sure she's a great mom.
And that's enough.
Yeah. And you know what? That's enough. That's enough.
That's enough.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, now it is time for the Couldn't Be Me segment, where we take one couple or scenario and say that cannot be us.
Mm-hmm.
I do have mine.
Want to go first?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Kara? This won't even cut none. Okay, you know what? Actually, my Couldn't Be Me is actually more with Guillermo, because he needs to just say, I'm never going to like your music because you're a white woman doing bachata. I'm never going to like your music because you are a white woman trying to break into the bachata scene. What does that look like? I don't even like the way you say bachata. I'm glad you can speak Spanish. Have some respect for your genre and stop speaking like an American. It feels so... It's just such a white thing to do. I'm so sorry. Like, imagine I started dating a South African, and now I want to start, like, I'm a piano artist. Why? Because I'm dating a South African?
I mean,
I'm dating somebody.
I definitely think, no, go ahead.
I'm dating a Jamaican, so I'm going to start doing dance hall.
Yeah.
The salsa was one thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because she was so offended, and I'm like, you can't just see that he thinks it's crazy because he's white.
Over the world, she is in it. It's in her.
Oh, please!
I definitely think there are some genres that like you said, are specifically tied to cultures of people.
You know.
Like, we have pop here, we have other things, but typically it's very cultural, you know?
Right.
Some cultures are more accepting and will let people in. Hip-hop, R&B.
Okay. Hip-hop will let anybody in. No shade. Sorry.
But, like you said, as we can see within the last year or so, how folks been acting a fool as Beyonce broke into the country genre.
Okay. You know damn well why he don't like that music. You know why. It's hard on the ears, girl. I don't gotta listen to it. I know it's hard on the ears. I thought you was touring the world dancing. What happened to dancing salsa? Why are you trying to...
Bachata.
It really grinded my gears. I'm sorry. I just could not get behind that. I'm like...
Now I have to go listen. I'm going to spend my time after we finish this.
Please listen to Aventura. Please listen to
the King. No, I want to hear her music.
Oh, I thought you wanted to listen to the King of Bachata, Romeo Santos. But... get a comparison.
I didn't know what Bachata was. I'm not going to hold you.
That's okay. That's okay. That's all right.
Romeo Sanchez, I've heard of him.
Santos. It's okay.
Let's move on.
It's fine. But I just can't get behind that. I'm not even lying. I thought that shit was crazy. But I would think about it from like any culture that a white person would do this to. No shade. Like, why?
We live in a very diverse...
You're from Charlottesville, Virginia.
All genres have to be accepting and can't discriminate against others.
Right. Especially country music. And bachata. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You gotta let everybody in.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Anywho.
That was mine.
Mine couldn't be me. I think I'm gonna go with Tiger Lily.
Okay. That's always a good one.
And it's going to be more general, I think. Not specifically regarding converting. Because I do not support conversion because of your spouse. If you don't believe in Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, right. What are you converting for?
Right. If you come to that conclusion on your own, yeah.
Yeah, you're literally doing it. That's halal. It's not halal. It's haram. Yeah, yeah,
haram. Yeah. That's haram as hell. Haram as hell.
It's not for the right reason. It's not halal. It is haram. But also, that is not my main point. The conversion, yes, this is just like a bigger thing. I feel like, and maybe she's this kind of person typically, but I feel like she is really playing the role of like a super submissive wife. Granted, yeah. I think that some of that is her personality, but as much as you're becoming a part of his culture, he's also becoming a part of yours in this whole union. So American women a little different than what he is typically used to. So show him that, girl. Put your backbone in.
Okay.
Like
she was saying,
to him, you're not finna drive my car because if you tear it up, you running stop signs. This is a $200,000 car. This ain't Lambo.
Okay, this is not nothing regular. Please act like you know, and I know you know. Come on now.
Please.
Come on, like, level with me.
Put your foot down on something, girl. Yeah.
And she was saying that she was going through, like, all that man rule the world stuff is not gonna fly over here. And I was like, okay, Tiger Lily.
Running your lips, but you're not backing it up with action.
Right.
And I feel like that is giving him a bad impression of American women. And we could kind of see that in the tell-all that they were in last time.
She was like, you guys quiet. Are some heathens. Yeah.
No, literally. She was quiet, meek, and he was going back and forth with other women because he don't know how we act.
Right.
And wait until you run into a black woman.
Ooh, spooky.
Scared of that.
Woo. So even a black Muslim woman would throw him off, I'm sure.
Like, absolutely.
Just a black woman in general. Any flavor. Any across the diaspora. It doesn't matter. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So
man.
Put your backbone in, girl.
I feel that. Well, don't forget to follow us. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Blue Sky, TikTok. Thank you. While we still have it. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.